This article is called Meet Celia Collett, and it's come from Bright Welcome Softwell's The Villager magazine. It was written by me. Lots of us live in this magical village after stumbling across it while house hunting. Celia Collett was born here and has never thought of leaving. One word sums up why Bright Welcome Softwell is so important to Celia: community. That's the theme of her earliest memories, and it's been a driver for her life. How appropriate then that in July she won the prestigious Plunkett Community Contribution Award for being a champion of our community village stores. The shop is, of course, where we see her daily, but that's not half the Celia story. Ask Celia about her early life in Brightwell in the 1950s, and her recollections sound like History Society archives. It's true, our childhood was very different from today. Brightwell School is now the village hall, and our playground was where the shop and car park are now. I remember racing to Mrs. Q's bakery to get fresh Tommy loaves after school, or up to Mrs. Brooker's sweet shop in Church Lane. Celia was born into a farming family. Her father, Les Evericks, and his brother Tom bought Brightwell Dairy Farm together and built two farmhouses on the street, opposite where Brightwell Garage is now. Celia entered the world on the day the family moved into Meadowlands. Does Celia resent the huge changes to Brightwell over recent years? Not at all. My father always said nothing ever stands still. You've got to make the best of change. When new people come to the village, it's vital to keep a sense of community and encourage everyone to work together. Celia stayed on. After Blackstone School, now Wallingford School, she joined Lloyd's Bank in the town, met Clive and married in 1973, and bought the house at Church Lane where she and Clive still live, 100 or so yards from the family farm. Clive started their electrical business, and they helped on the farm even after their two boys were born. Well aware of her own happy family life, Celia developed a passion for helping children elsewhere in the world. She became involved with Save the Children after hearing a talk in the village when her sons were toddlers. She has now been on Brightwell's Save the Children committee for over 45 years and served Wallingford and district branch of the charity as treasurer and chairman. Celia was a Brightwell parish councillor from the early 1980s until the recent election and an independent district councillor on SODC for two terms. She's been group scout leader, a school governor, a trustee, and on various committees in and outside the village. A major achievement in 2004 was developing the Brightwell Come Softwell community-led parish plan. Brightwell was one of the very first parishes in the country to set out a detailed vision for the future, based firmly on residents' views, backed by a village-wide referendum. In that year, Celia received an MBE from the Queen for services to Save the Children and to the community. And so to the community village stores. Brightwell once had three general stores, a post office, a butcher, a baker, and a sweet shop. Shops and their services are, of course, crucial in binding the community together, but in 2002, the village lost its last shop and post office. In response to the closure, Celia was part of the team of people that secured a post office outreach service at the Red Lion three times a week, and then, with an ever-expanding group, worked to establish a community shop. The group was tireless, investigating building opportunities, seeking funding, and getting advice from community ventures around the country. The village stores was opened in purpose-built premises in August 2010. Then came the opportunity to bring the post office service into the shop. After a long and sometimes painful process, the proposal was agreed by the village. In May 2016, the post office was opened with Celia as volunteer postmistress. Celia is now central to the shop's success. She chairs the management committee and, with the rest of the committee, deals with the many responsibilities and processes associated with any modern shop. She's also still postmistress, a role that requires meticulous attention in managing finances and computer systems. She finds, trains, and supports the loyal team of post office clerks who serve customers using post office services. I asked Celia the obvious question: how do you do it? Well, I don't pretend we don't have challenges. We have good times and bad times and take every day as it comes. We're a dedicated team of volunteers and staff who work together for a common goal. However, it's the village that ultimately decides that the shop will succeed. Celia has a simple view of community. It's about looking out for each other. That might just mean saying good morning and listening to people's stories or concerns. So much these days is about putting a price on things, but if you can give time freely without expecting any return, that's a fulfilled and happy life.